Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta coming up 45 minutes or so. Josh Wolf in the studio tomorrow. He's at a Funny Bone beginning tonight. And also our buddy, I shouldn't say our buddy, but our David Duchovny, who I'd like to be a buddy of, you know. I'd force a hug on him, but then he would say, you know.
Yeah. What are you doing, man?
Bezos. I'd force a Bezos hug on
Easy
him.
Easy Bezos.
And Nick's out and about this weekend, too, doing some live comedy.
I'll be at the Meatsex Shangri-La in Columbus tomorrow night and on Saturday at the Divide Hill Roadhouse in Castaneda, Iowa.
All right. Mr. Evans.
Yep. It was on this date in 1987. This is a big deal that has since gone away. 18-month-old Jessica McClure.
What?
Fell into a 22-foot abandoned well.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world watched her rescue for 2.5 days.
Yeah, that was crazy. You're right, because it was one nobody watched. Yeah, I think there was like watching that and then like 9/11. I think nobody's watched any more TV than those two times. That was a running thing in 87.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
CNN was 24/7. CNN was around, so it was 24/7, CNN.
I don't know if there was other cable news at the time.
I'm not sure.
There might not have been. But no, they had a camera trained on that well the whole time.
Yeah, she's alive and well, by the way.
Did she not have anything to drink that whole time?
Thank God she was only that age because she didn't know what was going on. Can you imagine being down there and being conscious of what's happening? Yeah, when they pulled her up with her head stabilized, but she was.
How did they get her out?
They dug from the side. I remember there was all kinds of ways. It was touch and go for a long time. But it was 24/7 coverage. I know you were too young at the time. Yeah,
I wonder if she's claustrophobic now.
I was wondering that, too, if some sort of things, a flashback.
Yeah.
How old was she, Craig? 3, maybe?
2.5.
2.5, okay.
I don't know.
I wonder if it's a flashback.
18 months. Yeah. You know? 1.5.
We could get a hold of her and ask her, but no one's interested anymore.
Right.
Occasionally you do see that.
Yeah, you do.
They do updates
on her. Doesn't anybody care?
Yeah.
She's married with kids somewhere.
She peaked at 2.
Yeah. She did peak at 2.
She got your 15 minutes at age 2.
I do think there was a fun setup for her that she got when she was 18, though. I'm pretty sure there was. Because there's always funds for anybody.
Wonder if she makes her kids go everywhere on those big circular sleds so they don't fall down anything. Can I go here? No.
Yeah.
You're going to fall down a well.
Right. Yeah, right. She might be a little overprotective of her kids when they were little. Right, exactly.
No, they made a movie about her.
Hey, Mom. No.
Oh, yeah. They
you can't.
They made a movie, yeah.
The Rescue of Jessica McClure. That sounds like a Lifetime movie.
So she's 36, 37 years old.
35.
35.
And 5'4".
Which we're not playing anymore.
No, it's fine for individuals.
Okay.
It's not going to taint the integrity of the game that doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't.
You said taint.
He did say taint.
Well, that's sad because that's one of those things that, like, that game just doesn't exist anywhere. So I don't know if nobody else is playing, who's taller?
It's extinct.
The listeners might be keeping it alive on their own.
Well, you know. No, just I'll tell you how you get things done, listeners, you bitch at us all the time. Oh, no, that's right. That's never worked. I forgot.
People get to gather around a table at, like, a party. Time for who's taller.
You are correct. In 2011, she received a trust fund.
I was correct.
Composed of donations from around the world.
Did it say how much?
Yeah.
Doesn't give an amount.
And good for her, by the way.
But it paid for her kids' college.
I bet apparently. It did, yeah. Yeah.
She lost a toe.
Oh, Luke.
Had to amputate a toe due to gangrene.
Okay. Nine-toed Jessica.
Yeah. They don't call her that. That'd be rude. She already spent a day and a half in a well.
What, did she lose the toe because of the well?
Yeah.
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 Gangrene caused by loss of circulation while she was down in the well.
She's really lucky that's the only problem.
I know.
Well, I wonder if the claustrophobia, if you would be not so concerned because you've already gotten out of it, like, a situation like that, or if you would just not want to be around anything like that.
Does it build up your tolerance?
Yeah.
None of us remember anything.
I spent days in a well.
I don't think we consciously remember anything at 2.5, but we might subconsciously remember something, and that would be pretty horrific, right?
$800,000 she got.
Good for her.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Good for her. I bet your dad was there that day. Hey, any money, Jessica?
Remember the time
you fell in a well?
I'm a little short this week. Sure could use a new truck.
It's actually not bad. I mean, $800,000 for an incident that you probably don't remember a whole lot of, and really the only lasting effect is I'm missing a toe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if she does remember any of that. Because this would be testament. Like, if you don't remember that at 2.5, you're not going to remember any. Nobody's ever going to remember anything.
No, you're right.
1.5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was only 1.5.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 18 months.
Yeah.
See, I don't really remember anything from my childhood. Probably starting about age 4. Anything previous to that?
Yeah.
I really don't have a recollection.
I've
talked to some people who have earlier memories, but they're really fleeting.
And I don't believe half of them either.
No.
Like, well, I was a baby and somebody peed. I don't get that.
Yeah, I remember. Let me rephrase that. I'm aware of a couple people who say remember being in the crib.
Or the vagina. Remember that?
Yeah.
Not that one.
Yeah, that'd be the one you don't want to remember.
Right.
I remember mom's vagina.
Do you remember being born in Oklahoma, Craig?
Well, tell me. I was born there, but I really don't remember.
Yeah, because you were a baby, that's why.
Not Arizona.
Yeah.
Right.
King Tut.
Right. Now, I do have a memory from before I was 2.5.
Do you really?
Yes.
It was something somebody told you, though.
No.
Okay.
It is me about to fall down the stairs.
Okay.
That split second that you have when you think you're fine and then you know you're going to fall.
Right.
I have that split second memory of knowing I'm going to fall down the stairs.
I have the same memory, Craig. Falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
I was
explains a lot.
2.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I was probably about 2 because we didn't live in that house for very long. I know it was the first house I ever lived in when I was a little baby. And
did you fall?
I did.
Okay.
Well, I did fall down the stairs.
Right. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I rode my little, wheeled thing.
Off the right down the stairs. Right off the stairs.
Right down the stairs. Hey, right. This is going to be cool.
Yeah.
Ah, no, it's not.
Well, we should have a trust fund for you then.
It's like,
damn it.
Welcome to conscious thought.
That's right.
We got to talk about this with the brain surgeon.
Sanjay Gupta.
Well, yeah, there's some things that I think that you hear about that happened when you were little, and you kind of create a memory around that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, and I think that's what I have about our dog at the time. There's pictures and things like that, and, you remember the dog, and yeah, I guess I do.
What's your earliest goat memory, Puss?
Well, I don't want to really talk about it here.
That could get out of hand.
Yeah,
earliest memory, I was probably 4.
I was 4. I remember distinctly meeting our neighbors and being at 4. They brought us into the yard because they were renting a house actually from my dad right across the yard from us. And that dude became my best friend. We were both 4. I remember looking at each other. That's the earliest I can remember, yeah. And I figured out it was probably about 4 years of age.
I have another memory of that same first house that I ever lived in, and it was a tornado coming through town.
Oh, really?
So it's like it almost like has to be traumatic at that age.
So your first memory was
with you
running from an axe murderer at the house there.
No, that was before I was born. Right.
Hey, it's axe day.
the little puss got away.
That was about 70 years before I was born.
I know.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember vaguely like taking shelter because there was a tornado coming through town.
I remember a plate breaking against the wall in an apartment we had when I was really little. I've never brought that up with my parents because I figure
they
whatever
fighting.
Happened, they probably don't want to talk.
Somebody threw it.
Right.
Mom was flinging plates.
Somebody was.
You're gay. Mark come walking in and yelled,
I'm super gay.
And then plates started flying.
And Mark was upset.
And he said super, too. He didn't need to say super. He just said, I'm gay.
Your dad got upset because it was a good china.
Well, that's
you're
why,
ruining the good china.
That's why he was super gay.
Well, that's why she did it, because she knew it would hurt him.
Well, if there's, she definitely wouldn't be the prime suspect to the plate throwing.
Yeah. There was a point in your life when you found out your parents were adults, just trying to get along, you know?
That they're human.
Yeah, and I guess that's my first memory.
Excuse me, that's the key word. They're human, right?
They're human.
Yeah, because we've all had, you know, seen our parents go through stuff. And they're human. They were human. Or are human.
I guess that's my first memory. It's like, oh, this might be a little dicey.
Yeah.
This probably doesn't like your mom's, seem like it's going to last.
Like your mom's human. Plus, his mom's human. How about it, Craig?
Oh. Some of the human things.
She got urges. Like any human does.
Nick's mom's alive, too.
Yeah, but I ain't touching her. She's Luke's. And he's... Craig and I share. Nobody's going to...
Right.
She doesn't dig dudes with 10 full toes?
Apparently not.
And Todd's not hopping on the mom wagon?
Nope.
The mom wagon.
I leave the moms alone. That's for everybody else here.
Boogie doesn't mess with that. No,
Boogie don't mess with moms.
Well, they'd just be disappointed. You can't follow that.
Yeah.
No.
That and discretion is the better part of valor. He doesn't necessarily like to talk about it like the rest of us do.
That's right. That's why I always tell Craig, you can't follow that, and he always does.
I'll give it a shot.
Well, that's what she says to keep us coming back.
Sorry, puss.
You're not.
Actor Jonah Hill is asking his
followers.
That was
a goat and a mom card back to back, man.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah. And you're not sorry.
I love Jonah Hill.
Stop saying it.
Jonah Hill is asking his followers for a favor. He went on Instagram and asked them not to comment on his body.
Yeah, you know what? You see these, you see when celebrities come out and say, stop sending me this crap. The most famous one was Vince Neil.
Yeah, that's fake.
Yeah, that is
most
fake.
Most of those are fake.
There's no way in hell a guy would just would say that. Yeah. It was a snowman. I mean, the bumbling from Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yeah, the snow monster, whatever. Yeah.
The abominable.
Yeah, and there's a shot of Vince Neil on stage with a huge gut with his hands in the air, and they're similar looking. And the tweet says, stop sending me this stuff. And I don't think a celebrity would do that. Because that just adds fuel, you know?
Yeah, they would likely just not respond.
Right. Unless they're trying to get out in front of it. Right. Like, look, you think you're being clever.
Yeah.
You're not.
All right. Luke.
Hey, man.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Hey.
Y'all keep your paws away from my woman.
We said we would.
Right.
Besides, you know the saying, once you go where, you never go where. You know it. Finish it off.
Black and back.
I don't think we can say that.
You know it. Ain't no more plate throwing going on at that house no more.
Hey, how many plates did you throw when you found out Gruden was a piece of crap?
Look, it's like I said.
Yeah.
I've been a Raider fan for a long time. Yeah. I've seen coaches come. I've seen coaches go.
Right. Right. I'm with you on that.
I'm about the franchise, not about the coach.
Yeah. I'm totally with you on that.
Me too.
Yeah, that's you root for the team.
Mark Davis.
You root for the team. You don't root for the what the crap has happened around the team. I went through that with Penn State 7-8 years ago and Sandusky.
Right.
You root for the
team.
You
know how many coaches I've seen come and go through Miami the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Jeez.
The helmet. We root for the helmet.
Right. And for the record, look, everything that he said was bad. But if I was in a room with DeMaurice Smith and we was giving each other crap,
right,
the first thing I'm talking about is his big-ass lips.
Man, that's today's segment of Luke helping.
I know I'm not helping, but I'm telling you guys, if it was me, him, and a bunch of other guys in a room and we was giving each other crap,
yeah,
his lips are on point, son. I'm going right after the
Luke. Luke, thanks, man. Appreciate you checking in. That's,
have a good one, boy.
I don't know if you need to thank him there.
Luke's a black man. Just want to inform that to people.
Apparently, you know, now they got to readdress the Madden games.
Oh, because is Gruden all over it?
Gruden, I don't know that he's all over it, but yeah, apparently he's in there.
Obviously.
Well, yeah, they have the coaches.
Yeah, yeah, they could probably just update the game and take him out.
Yeah.
They update that all the time, the rosters.
So that's an easy fix, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Because you don't have the disc anymore.
Yeah, the disc
you're playing it online.
Right.
So they updated it at headquarters, and you just see it.
Just put in Madden. He should be the coach all the time for the Raiders.
Well, yeah, the game. Yeah. The game's Madden.
Exactly.
Put in
1975 Madden with his dress shirt on. You know,
make it Art Shell just to really piss off Gruden.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jonah Hill is asking his followers not to comment on his body. He says he knows that they mean well when they make comments.
Like, oh, you're looking good?
Oh, he's all
even
buff.
That.
Yeah.
He's all buff now.
He says good or bad.
Right.
Don't say it.
Right. It ain't helping, huh?
Right. He said it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. He wants to politely let people know it is not helpful and it does not feel good.
He's a great actor. He does comedy and drama equally well. He's so good.
Got a tattoo last month that says body love.
That's a dumb tattoo.
I sent a photo to you guys, which I didn't share on social media because it'd be shaming, but it's Lizzo with a see-through dress. Did you guys see that yesterday?
No.
I sent it to you guys. Oh, no, you're on that. We got to add you to that one. I'm sorry. That's the one with the Tony and Luke and a bunch of guys on it. I got to add you to that, Nick. You should be on that one.
Do I want to be on that?
Yeah, no, you don't. but knowing you, you'd enjoy it. There's a lot of hard stuff on that one. I mean, it involves us, Tony in Tampa, Jersey James out there. You know, it's just some hardcore stuff. But she's in a see-through dress. And
I saw that online. Yeah. Well, this Jonah Hill thing, if you don't want to see those comments, you can just turn all comments off. Isn't there a way to do that?
On Twitter?
On Instagram? Or
I would think if you're not interested in the comments, you should just get off social media.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Right.
Or just not read comments.
We've learned people are inclined to comment about everything.
Right.
No matter what they know.
Maybe he wants to just reach out to fans. He'll get less if he does this, because there will be people out there saying, I love Jonah Hill, I won't do it.
They'll respect his wishes.
Right, right.
Some.
Right.
Some will use it as a reason to poke even harder.
Right, right,
exactly.
The people who weren't going to say anything know that they hate him, or that he hates it. They'll throw a comment in there.
Now they're inclined to comment.
Mm-hmm.
But Twitter and social media, like Puss said recently, is not real life.
No.
A lot of trolls.
It's a very small slice of reality.
Very small slice of reality.
I just noticed that at the Doug Stanhope show at the Funny Bone this week. He asked the crowd, he's like, how many people are not on Twitter? And it was most of the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
But it feels like such a thing.
It does feel like a thing.
Yeah, because when you're in the club, you want to think everyone else is in the club. Right. But no, they're really not.
Life is much better if you're less worried about what comes up in your Twitter notifications.
Right.
Just forget it.
Okay.
And don't talk about Jonah Hill's body. Or anybody's body.
That's
going to
be tough.
Even if it's nice.
No, I read where Adele was taking crap for getting in shape.
Oh, she totally is, yeah.
And she did that purely as a health thing.
Right.
Which I'm all for.
Over a period of a couple of years. Yeah. It wasn't just immediate, our perception was, because she went away, we didn't see her, and then the next time we saw her, to us it's like the next day, to her it's a year and a half.
Right, and she worked really hard.
Exactly.
To
and
get
she,
healthy.
She lost a ton of
but
weight.
But she was somebody that people that were overweight could point at and go, see, I'm like her, and well, then well, now she they lost that.
But there's always somebody that takes that sure. mantle, and that's Lizzo now, and she's a bigger girl, you know?
But even she's been, you see, she's been putting out videos over the last couple of years of her working out and trying to do things and be healthier.
You saw
I know, I saw the photo. We don't know when that was from.
Dance, you fat bitch.
That's for Nikki.
Morgan.
But she took crap for even trying.
I know.
Just for trying.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're not losing weight, if you're exercising, you're working your heart, and that's good for you.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the Adele thing was harsh because she's gorgeous. She had a pretty face when she was a bigger girl, too. She just, now she's thin and she's gorgeous.
By her choice. Rebel Wilson's lost a bunch
of weight. She wanted to be thin.
Right.
I don't know if she's taking crap, but Rebel Wilson's.
She lost a lot of weight, too.
She lost a lot of weight over the last year or two.
She looks great. Yeah.
I'm sure she probably has taken a bunch of crap.
But yeah, you're not going to win. I mean, our commenting here, besides Morgan jumping in there for no reason.
You hit the button.
For Nick's enjoyment. That's his favorite clip of all time. You mentioned that yesterday.
That's not Morgan.
We're not going to win this battle because it's not really a battle. If we say good things, we get yelled at. If we say bad things, we really get yelled at. Oh, Caliendo does that voice?
No, it's some other guy. Okay. His specialty is Morgan Freeman, and does a lot of Family Guy stuff as well.
Somebody got tweeted out to us. So we're going to finally hear racist John Gooden from Caliendo? Nope.
No.
Probably not.
Not Frank. Groove. Frank won't go there.
Well, he can't, because to do that, you've got to regurgitate those thoughts. You can't. Caliendo can't win here.
No, and also Caliendo became friends with him. So, I mean.
Yeah.
He's going, I feel bad. He's a bad, he shouldn't have said that kind of stuff, but he was my friend.
Yeah, but
friend.
I'd be curious to know if he ever saw that side of Gruden. If they were that tight.
I don't know if they're that tight.
Yeah.
Oh, they're that tight.
He's too busy working on his Sean McVay impression now.
I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.